When is it going to be a Sunday? You're not even recording.
I'll just forward that. It's
when is it going to be a Sunday?
Sure. Okay.
When one of us is not feeling under the weather.
I don't know. Why is it Sunday specific, too?
It's those Sunday scaries, man. They be scary.
Sunday blues be blowing. Just adjusting in my creaky old chair.
Okay, sorry there's no video again.
The problem is we don't have the technology that is required to actually do videos properly.
You know those like vlog cameras people have now that are like the tiny ones tiny you just things. Hold?
Yeah.
Someone had that in undergrad, one of the cello students, and we recorded like the whole recital on it, and it like...
It was fast and easy.
It was fast, easy, fine, perfect.
How much are those?
I don't know, but it's about to go on my Amazon list. Yeah. Like, damn.
Well, it's Black Friday stuff is on sale and all that jazz, so.
Well, it's black.
It's Black Week.
Well.
Why is it called Black Friday? I know I've asked this before, but I don't remember. Do you know?
It's because that's the time all the stores try and get in the black.
Financially. That's so they by dropping all of their sales.
Like, yeah. It's trying to like make all that money.
Interesting. I'm pretty sure.
Because
you're
at the end of the year. They're trying to close that fiscal year in the
fiscal
black.
Year. Look at you, quarter four. Okay.
Fiscal.
That's cool. Good for you for knowing that.
Thank you. Shout out to Juan.
Juan
Torres.
Juan TT. The big jump. Number Juano.
Okay, I know we just did this with Tim and Terry, and the bonus ep will be out. I guess we decided the same day.
I think we were gonna do Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
That's chill.
Okay, yeah.
They're gonna listen to this, and then tomorrow they're gonna listen to the bonus episode
themselves.
Yeah.
Anyways, we already did high and low there, but what was your high and low of the whole week?
Yeah, of the whole week. Jeez. Well, I mean, I did really enjoy, we actually did this after the podcast, and the day that you weren't there, and it has nothing to do with the fact that you weren't there, but we really had a good time.
Perfect.
Like, my dad and I drank a little bit, my mom had some wine, and we played three-handed pinochle, and I'm just a big fan of pinochle, and...
Yeah, you love pinochle.
Yeah, it's just like home. Pinochle is home. Wherever pinochle is, I'm home. So it felt nice to do that. That's
no place like home.
No place like pinochle.
Just for this moment.
Just for this moment.
As long as you're mine.
You're. Da 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 da.
Okay.
That should be every week.
Did you have a low?
Let's see.
Right now, maybe?
I do feel pretty shitey right now, which is a bummer.
Wah, wah, wah.
I mean, there's always, like, the low is when you physically exert yourself to a level where you're, like...
That was pretty good.
Was
sorry,
pretty good.
Continue.
Well, it's just, like, my parents, they go. And when you're tagging along... And you've like worked or you have to do other things, whatever. I'm just exhausted at the end of the day. So it's like it's a physical low, not an emotional low, but a physical low is like when you've just done all the things, you don't want to take any more pictures. You're just like, all right, let's just go home, please.
Yeah, but the hip flexors hurt.
My neck hurts really bad.
And also
my throat hurts really bad.
Leonard hasn't been sleeping because
terrible.
I've been out fine every night, but there's been this squirrel that's trying to get into our
this
room.
Friendly squirrel, man.
I've seen it
every freaking morning. He's scraping at our window on the left, and then he's scraping at the plants on the right. Then he's up and down the ladder. He's making all sorts of noise.
He's just
He's just literally wreaking havoc.
Causing a ruckus.
And there's still this like weird sound of a table, a glass table above us. Sounds like it's moving every morning. I don't know why. There's just so much loud noise going on. And on top of that, oh, that's my low. I woke up from a dream.
Oh, yeah. Don't say it. Leonard has the craziest anxiety dreams.
I have really bad dreams these days. I can't even say it. Why?
No, because...
You don't want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. But what if everyone wants to know? They're going to be like, well, what was, okay, text me and ask me what was my dream about.
It was gory and gross.
Yeah, it was very painful to.
And it's usually something to do with liquid and him not being able to breathe because of it.
That's usually it. Yeah. It's either I can't breathe or there's so much random stuff in my mouth that I can't swallow or spit out that I can't communicate properly.
You would not hold up well under torture.
No. Or maybe I could. I don't know. Like, maybe I could really get into the Zen brain where, like, you just turn off the pain of your nerves. You know how
Girl.
People can do that? That's like a tribal thing. Like, Hazen Audell went into this tribal thing in, I don't know, Africa.
Is that a football player?
No, Hazen Audell, the
your teacher.
Yeah. And
you are not built like him.
Not even close. But he did, and he didn't work. He went, and these tribe... They go into this like tree where the most powerful like biting ants, like red stinging ants or whatever, live, and they go there to get stung. It's a part of like your ritual, and you have to like sit in it for like a certain amount of whatever. And they were just letting them bite them, and there's no emotion; they have no pain whatsoever. And so Hazen had to try to show no. I think that's what it is. You can't show pain. You can't show emotion when you're getting bit to like become an. In the tribe or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess. And there's just like ants biting him. And he is like, I think he didn't make it. It was really painful or something. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know how that came
out. But he's alive.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's had a close call though. Ugh. Recently, he got stung by same thing that killed the Australian brother.
Erwin,
I think. And he.
The things men will do to not go to therapy.
I don't think that's there. I think he's just one with the world. I think he's one trying to understand nature. I don't think it's a therapy thing at all. That dude's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was joking, but...
Oh, okay.
My high is that I really didn't have a low.
That's awesome, man.
Right?
That's
Fun
really
week.
Nice.
But, yeah. I don't know. I got my new coat. I got... The C6, I got...
Dude, the ferry rides were friggin' fire, too.
To see Wicked, that was fantastic.
You had quite the week.
I've had a great week, actually. Can't believe it's Sunday already, though, because one thing I will say is that if you do everything all the time, there's no time to rest.
That is true. You do everything all the time, and there's not a lot of time to rest. We did finally yesterday have, like, time to just...
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah.
And what did we watch yesterday?
We finished Great British Bake Off.
That's right. But didn't we watch something else after that or no?
Yes.
What did we watch?
What did we
watch? Did we watch anything?
We did.
We totally did. And it was like 12 at night. And we're like, it's 12 at night.
No, we went to bed at 11.
What the heck did we watch?
Why can't I remember? Great British Bake Off. Was it on Netflix still? Oh, yeah. We started that comedy special, but then you said, I don't like it.
Oh, that's right. We watched Phil Wang.
Yeah, then we watched Phil
Wang. That's right. Okay, that's right.
He's funny.
He is funny. Phil Wang's good stuff. Dude, I want to watch more Taskmaster. That's such a good show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have some pop culture updates for you because I know you're not clocked in or tuned into this.
I'm dying. Hold on.
Well, don't cough in the mic.
Stop. I just wanted to see what would happen. Okay, continue, please.
Okay, are you ready for your pop culture updates?
Hit me.
Do you know anything about Justin Bieber?
I do.
Okay, do you know that he used to date Selena Gomez?
I do.
Okay.
I know.
And do you know that he's been recently doing live streams of him just like in daily life?
No, I do not know.
I'm not really sure what it's about. Maybe it's to raise money for something. Maybe it's just because...
He's just doing
it. He's Justin Bieber. But he's been like live streaming live. And then you can like hop on the live and he'll like sing a little or he'll like blah, blah, blah. Or like, I don't. Maybe he's on tour. I don't really know. The drama is that on one of these live streams, he was singing.
I don't know.
a song that everyone knows he wrote for Selena Gomez. And do you know...
Like he wrote about Selena, yeah. You mean? And he sang it, though.
Yeah.
Because I also know that Justin Bieber sings songs that he didn't write to, or other way around, or something weird.
Well, everyone does that. Okay. Well, not everyone, but...
Sure, okay.
Continue. Most do that. But the whole thing with Justin and Selena is that they were, like... Everyone's obsessed with them, and they were kind of, like... Everyone thinks they were supposed to be Endgame, but then they're not, because... Something happened, and then Hailey Bieber came in, and there's like a lot of discrepancy, but we like love Hailey Bieber and we love Selena, and like Justin Bieber's just Justin Bieber, but there's like, that's like everyone's drama triangle, right? So long story short is, on this live, he was singing this song that people think is about Selena, and then they thought he whispered like, Selena, like, I miss you, like, on the live.
Oh, come on.
With Hailey being right next to him. And you can, like, kind of, I mean, it's recorded.
Did you listen to it?
I did. I definitely.
Did you think he said, Selena, I miss you?
I don't think he said, I miss you. I think Selena is, like, more audible.
Really?
Yeah, but, like.
But maybe it's more of about, like, the friendship that they had as well as the.
Maybe, but.
He's married and has kids.
Yeah, that's just the tea. I mean, people love to gossip.
That's just ridiculous. And she's also married now. Like, I think they're just like friends, probably.
Who knows?
Who knows? I think that's overhyped, of course.
And my next pop culture update is that, do we know the Jonas Brothers? And do you know 5 Seconds of Summer?
You're not going to get me there.
Okay. Well... Anyways, the Jonas Brothers are on tour right now, and 5 Seconds of Summer has been a band for ages, and they're going on, like, another tour. We all thought they were done touring because they're all, like, married and old and, like, living life.
This is a pop band?
Yeah, boy band.
Like,
One Direction type hype, just, like, different
music. American?
No.
UK?
No, yeah, no one... Like, one of them is American, but...
Okay.
No one famous is from here.
Sure.
Anyways, they're both touring, and at one concert, literally in New York, the Jonas Brothers brought out 5 Seconds of Summer. And I was just really sad we weren't there. And I really want to see them.
I just don't know if you're gonna get me all excited about
and
concerts.
And Shawn Mendes. And they're touring.
I do wish there's two things that I could change for you, like change about me for you in our relationship.
Oh, what are they?
One of them is I wish I liked concerts. Yeah.
Oh,
I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't. It doesn't make sense to me. The other one was roller coasters. I wish I enjoyed those.
Actually, yeah.
If I could change
those
two
are
things
two
about
bummers.
Myself. Yeah. What are two things that you wish you could change about yourself for me? Now, this is a very unhealthy conversation, but I think it's kind of funny. Like, we're not taking this seriously for my mom, who's going to take this very literally and thinks I treat you like garbage, apparently.
She was so sweet about your farts. She's so worried that I'm having the worst time ever, but yeah. I mean, it's just
Can
normal.
Can you reassure
yes,
her that you're
do
okay?
Do not worry, Cox family. I'm having a great time.
Good.
With Leonard.
Good, thank you.
What are we saying? Oh, two things I can change.
Not you I can, think... just I wish.
Oh,
like,
right.
I wish. I do wish that I enjoyed roller coasters with you, but I don't. I wish
Honestly,
I enjoyed concerts with you.
I wish I was in a stage where I, like, really wanted to, like... Actually, I was telling Abby my dream is that one day I say, Leonard, let's go play soccer.
Oh.
And then we like go to Central Park and I whip out a ball and I just do like an amazing couple touches or like dribble a little
yeah, I'm
or something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what?
That'd be so cool. That'd be so cool.
We were like, Abby, if you could just dress up as me, do that from a distance and then like I'll run in.
Stunt double.
Yeah. So that.
Okay. Sure. I mean, that's not one I'm not bummed about. I'm not bummed about you being good at soccer at all.
Yeah, but I'm not really bummed about roller coasters or
really?
Concerts.
I feel like you kind of are bummed about that.
Well, just because, like,
Like, I also don't want to go to Disneyland.
You're my
stuff,
best friend, and I'd rather do it with you, but, like, I'll do it with my other best friends.
Sure. As long as you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. See, that's why it's a healthy conversation. Don't worry, Ma. We're okay. We're fine.
We got to get moving. Okay.
Sorry.
I was just updating you on pop culture, but I guess the other updates are that we just had so much fun this week. Like,
we really did. And I think my dad experienced driving in New York. And he experienced like people just parking in the middle of the road, or people will literally take their sweet time when it's not their time to walk across the street and do it. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of old. You know what a moment I'm talking about? Yeah. The guy that was walking, it, like, we were right in front of my house, and there was like an older gentleman, very old, with a cane, who just decided to just walk across the street. And it was definitely not even close to his turn to walk. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, what are you doing, buddy? Like, not necessarily mad at him, just like mad at the situation, I guess. And yeah. My mom was like, you need to, I mean, he's old. But I guess it is scary to have just an old guy walking in the middle of the street when it's not his time to do so. Someone could hit him. That's probably where his brain was. What were we talking about?
Updates. I was going to say, do you want to talk about any of your sports updates? Like, how have...
Well, the Hawks lost last week.
Oh, right. Of course.
In a nail-biter against L.A., Sam Darnold threw 4 interceptions. Did I talk about this already?
I think you did, because we potted after it.
I think we did. Yeah, you're right. I was depressed, and you were depressed from something. So, okay, so I don't need to talk about that. The Hawks are playing Tennessee this week, who, knock on wood, should be a good win there.
I mean, they're not a real team, so.
Asina even says that they're not a real team, so ideally, I'm still knocking on wood here that we're okay. Should be nice.
Because, like, what? Like,
yeah.
I was telling Leonard, every time I see their logo pop up, I'm like, who is that?
She literally doesn't believe in the Tennessee Titans.
I'm sorry if you're on the Tennessee Titans.
I've never heard of a Tennessee Titans fan. Let's be real.
Well, they gotta have some.
Yeah. You would assume.
C.
Hawks. Nice. That was a really good C.
Thank you.
C. Oi. What? There's no real other sports updates for me. I'm not really paying attention to NBA these days. It's not really my mojo. Not my thing. I'm kind of falling a little closer into U.S. national soccer stuff. We just took a win.
Are you going to go see that? What's going on? Is your family going to see that?
I don't know. I'm probably not going to be able to. Just because the time frame, you'd probably just be getting done with your internship in July. This is the World Cup we're talking about.
I'm done in June.
You're done in June. Maybe we go see the World Cup. Would you be interested in seeing the World Cup in Seattle or no? Have you seen a full soccer game?
No, that doesn't really tickle my pickle.
So there it is. That doesn't tickle.
But no. It does tickle yours. So.
It definitely tickles mine. Okay. Anyways, I don't have any other sports. I'm not doing as much as I should be. Let's be real. Outdoor running's fun. We just timed the girls around the res, which is like 1.56 miles. Got some fast ones.
Yes. How fast?
Our fastest did it in 12:30. So that's like a 6:15 mile.
My God.
She can do better.
My best mile ever was 6 minutes. Are you proud?
That is extremely fast. Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was 6 on the dot.
Probably like 6:15 or something, but like.
That's really fast. Are you sure that was your mile?
Yes.
That's like insane, actually.
I'm telling you, I was in my peak athletics. Like, I'd say sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, you would loop me in a mile. That's crazy.
I was dancing so much. And like still tennising.
I just find that so hard to believe for some reason, but I believe it. I believe it. That's awesome. That's exhilarating.
Went all downhill from there.
Sure. I mean, I don't think I can run a mile without
running
walking.
To the ferry just took it out of me the other day.
It was nice for like 5 seconds. It's like, oh, running's not bad.
It was nice until we had sat
and then you
down,
sit down
for 20
and
minutes
like,
and then you stood up
I
again.
I feel like shit.
And I was like, oh. After walking all day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my internship updates are that basically Monday I was alone on the NICU at East. So like on the east side, way up high by Leonard's work. And I go there and we have like a couple follow-ups. And so in the morning I have my like Monday meetings and then I...
Was this with your earmuffs day?
Okay. Yeah. And then I go down into the unit and I see one baby and then I like did EMT, which is environmental music therapy. And then I went to lunch and I just...
Can you describe environmental music therapy for those who don't know?
Yeah. So basically, I think
we need to spend more time on your internship these days.
Okay.
Everyone says they like it.
Okay, well.
And they like your voice and they look at you and they say, wow, you're gorgeous. That's what they say.
Oh, thanks. That's so nice of you. But, okay, so like following up with a baby, I see this little baby boy who's still working on respiratory support, basically. He has RDS, which is respiratory distress syndrome, but all premature babies have that because your lungs and your suck, swallow, breathe, like muscles, everything surrounding that.
It's not developed yet.
Yeah, they're the last to develop. So if you're early, they haven't developed fully. And he was born at 22 weeks.
What's a standard week pregnancy?
40.
40?
Well, like 36 to 40, yeah.
Oh my God. That is early.
Right? What's 9 months? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to do math.
Well, 12 months is 52. My mom thought I was an idiot last
podcast, so I can't say anything these days.
52 is 12. So yeah, I think 38 probably. I should probably know that, but all I see is early, so I don't know.
Fair enough. I think it's around 36 to 40.
Yeah, 36, 38. I feel like 40 is when they like...
Too much. That's too
come out.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I just... He loves the ocean disc, which is like a instrument that has little tiny metal beads in it. And you like...
Isn't that just the ocean drum?
Yeah, but it's called an ocean disc because the head of the program made it so it's softer for NICU babies.
Oh.
So she like developed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that patented?
Yeah, and she like sells them now.
No way. That's pretty cool. Interesting.
Yeah, and so that's what happened there. Saw the baby. He was doing well. And then I went environmental music therapy basically means I sit myself down in the middle of the unit and on the unit there's
the unit?
Yeah, so like the NICU.
Oh, okay.
It's just every floor is like a unit.
Okay.
So I sit myself down. And there's two sides to the NICU in the building. So you have to like kind of makes like a horseshoe shape. And so I pick the one that's like seemingly the most chaotic because that's how I like to do it. And the goal of environmental music therapy is to like shift your environment into a state you want it to be in. So like if you're feeling like it's low energy, you can like bring the energy up. If you're feeling like it's chaotic, you can like bring it down.
So you're bringing percussion in if it's low, and then if it's like too high and you want to lower it, you're bringing in some like calm guitar or something. Like,
well, maybe I do usually only sticks? Sometimes, but I only do it by myself, so I usually only use guitar.
Oh, wow.
And you start and you want to try and like make it fit into the environment. So on the unit there's a lot of beeps because every baby is hooked up to a sensor that monitors their heart rate, respiratory rate, and oxygen level. And so every time, each baby has a level where they're supposed to be at. So like some babies need to be breathing at like 95 O2, and they need to be doing like 30 breaths a minute or whatever. Yeah. Or like their heart rate needs to stay at like 140. It should not be going up to like 180. Do you know the
average for an infant heartbeat? What is it like normal?
I usually try and get it from like... If they're asleep, it's like 120s. If they're like actually awake, it's like 130 to 150. And then if they're stressed, it's like right above 150.
That's right out of the womb.
I guess. Okay. I don't know. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
You don't want it like in 200s, though. That's when they're like too stressed.
Okay.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I'm on the unit. And there's a lot of beeps because every time a baby doesn't stay within their range, the monitor beeps. So to go like, boo-boo. Boop, boop, every like 20 seconds. And then there's also beeps for like if they're getting meds, they like scan the thing, and if they're doing things. So there's just a lot of noise. So what you do first is you like we know chords that match the pitches of the beeps.
That's awesome.
So you
this is why we talk about this stuff. That's so cool. Like when I hum to like the sound of a microwave or something. You know, is it something like that where you're like matching the pitch of your environment?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So I kind of just like start improvising on those until it's like, I feel like
what are the chords?
It's like there's a lot of like C's, G's, and A's.
Oh, did they do that on purpose by chance?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of research behind like what beeps are harmful and not. And the NICU at East is a lot louder than the NICU at West because West got remodeled and they made it a lot more open, a lot quieter. So like you can't really hear the beeps from other pods.
Do they
pods.
Soundproof a little bit better in there too? Like do they got like big foam squares to kind of?
No, you would think, but everything needs to be wiped downable.
Oh wow! Even the stuff on the wall, huh?
Yeah.
They wipe that down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, germs can kill those babies. Truly. Anyways, so I do that, and then I usually go into like a couple songs, and then you like finish the way you started, and that's 30 minutes.
Are you picking the child that you're going to? Are you?
No, I'm just like in the middle of the hallway. So sometimes the nurses look at me like
multiple babies are just hearing what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's really just for like everyone, like nurses. It's for the environment.
It's just the environment. So you're just, that's so cool. Like you're just like a little homing beacon and you just kind of plant yourself.
Yeah.
A little anchor.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of help the environment along with your music.
Yeah.
It's a superpower. Feels like I'm playing Bloons Tower Defense.
Well, that's the goal. And sometimes it feels like that. And other times it feels like you're the most in the way person who is doing everything wrong and needs to move.
I'm sure.
And Monday was that day. So I was like, great. Perfect. Went to lunch. And no one's working at East. So eating alone. And I didn't want to. It was cold downstairs. So I ate in the library.
You
so
do
I,
phone calls when you're eating alone usually? You call people?
I tried to call my mom and then she was busy. That's so tough. No. I mean, I should probably try and call other people, but whatever. But then the afternoon was looking up because then I saw another baby that was, I mean, still working on RDS and stuff. But then I got an email that Tammy, my supervisor, needed me to take data because I'm in a study. I'm working for the study. I mean, I get no credit for it, but I'm working on this study that monitors, like, how babies' respiratory rate changes like with or without musical stimulus, whatever. So basically what I had to do is go to this pair of twins and every 10 minutes I have to like take down their heart rate, respiratory rate, and O2 rate for a minute. And I have to get at least 12 readings in the minute. So I'm like looking at the monitor and then writing down, looking at the monitor, writing out, looking at them, like every 10, it's like a process, whatever. Did that, that's fine. I've done that before. Easy. And then I get an email that I need to go record a heart song for the heart song study, which is basically like you record a baby's heartbeat.
Now you did this at UOP.
Yeah.
Did those people know that you did it at UOP?
Yeah. 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 Okay. I said it in my interview.
Okay, cool.
That's probably why I'm on it. But like Peyton's never done it and she's on it too. But...
Yeah, but you're God.
Well, maybe, but.
Yeah, you're God.
Okay. Well, I don't think
you can't share the song, can you?
No.
You can't share that?
Well, they didn't take the heartbeat out of it. If they did, I could, but they didn't. Okay. If you give me your phone, I can play what it like what it was supposed to sound like. Or like the family chose.
Sure.
But it was kind of sad because they were like, "Yeah, this baby's not really doing well. Can you get this this heartbeat recording done like within the day?" And Tammy was like,
"Because it might die."
Correct. It's on hospice.
That is depressing.
Yeah.
How do you go at coping with that? There's so much depression in a hospital and you're going every day almost seeing death in babies and families. How do you cope with something like that? Do you
I haven't like seen someone die.
Okay.
But
you're also very aware that that baby probably doesn't exist anymore. Like next week he'll show up and it's not there.
Yeah.
And that's just part of life.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've always.
You've handled that well.
Yeah.
That's never usually a problem for you. You don't come home and say, like, I'm with a baby that's going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
You just kind of talk about the song. You don't really talk about the condition of the baby all the time.
Yeah, I just think that, I don't know, because, like, in movies and stuff, that stuff takes me out.
You cry a lot.
I cry all the time.
Yeah, you are a big crier.
But, like, in real life, I feel like everyone in the hospital has the potential of dying.
Right.
Like, we have the potential of dying. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, you never know what's going to happen. I feel like it's normal, and I just kind of focus on, like...
It's normalized.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. That's what I figured.
Anyways, it was sad because I went over to this baby to take the heartbeat, and I asked... Usually, you ask the nurse to help because they're, like, good at finding a heartbeat and, like, all the things. And she was like, well, you could have done it. Like, he doesn't move much these days. And I was like, right. He's a cutie, and the parents loved it, and basically, I, like, recorded it, and then I had to go back. You record the heartbeat on this, like, stethoscope mic thing, and then I had to go back into our back corner of the unit, so we don't have an office down there. So there's, like, all this sound, and I'm trying to use GarageBand with no mic and no headphones to record this song. So, but, plot twist, it's in Spanish. So first I had to, like, listen to the song and then practice my pronunciation. Then I had to record the guitar part on the heartbeat. And then I had to record the Spanish into my phone.
Is the family Hispanic?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know. I hadn't met them. Domino's Specialty Pizzas. Anyways, I'm going to play the... Well, there's ads. What's going on?
The reason I'm saying... This is not paid advertisements. We got to stress that right now.
Oh.
Is that a ukulele?
It's cute. Yeah. And we had one, but I was like, I'm not about to
play uke.
I'm not about to do that because it was at 2 p.m. and I'm supposed to leave at 4. So I was like, what the hell? Anyways, saying that because I felt really good about it and I like sent it in and it's great.
Yeah, she showed it to me. It sounds very similar. And Hasina's got a really delicate voice. She should sing more. We also made a Christmas song for the people.
Oh, it's true.
On a side
we note. Should put that on a Christmas episode.
Yeah, but it's also like...
We'll just take... Yeah, whatever.
Take out the bad part there.
Anyways, I'm saying all this to say that Monday was a lot and then I woke up Tuesday and I was like, okay, I kind of don't want to go to work. Like, I'm feeling crazy. And then I was sitting down eating breakfast deciding if I was going to actually leave the house or not. And I opened my email and I got a shout out from Tammy to, like, the whole department. And
now who's Tammy?
My supervisor in the NICU. And she was like, I just want to note that Peyton and Hasina are doing great work in the NICU and blah, 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 and just, like, told everyone. And I really needed that, so it was
good. And it wasn't even just them, right? There was another shout out, right? Didn't you get multiple shout outs in multiple different ways?
Well, yeah, Tammy was just like, I'm so proud of our NICU interns and blah, blah, blah. And then Paige, the other, like, NICU staff member, was like, yes, like, so proud of them and they did a fantastic job and here's Hasina's song. And then she sent the song to everyone.
To everybody.
And I texted my friends. I was like, guys, don't listen, actually, because I sound crazy. I just don't like how I pronounce Spanish, but it's fine.
I think it's good. I mean, I think it's great. I think it's great what you do.
Anyways, that was a long segment, but...
I think that's a good segment, though. I think a lot of people wanted to hear a little bit more about your internship, and I do, too.
Yeah, and then I left and met Leonard for tacos dinner.
That's right.
But then I was like, shoot. Okay, that day it was so windy and cold.
That was a brutal day.
It was bad.
That was the day I did flag football.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even talk about
football. Oh, my gosh. Do you want to?
I did flag football with third grade boys, and they were obnoxious. But I did get to throw a lot of footballs and drop routes and just have little kids run around.
Nice.
Yep. But that was that day. So I did a 9-to-5 coaching pretty much. Because I had three different places. Tuckered out,
and then because I was recording things on my phone died, and I was like, okay, I'll meet you on this corner. But then I like had lost my ear. Anyways, it was like a whole ordeal to get to dinner, and then we like paid too much for tiny tacos, and then I was like, shoot, my earmuffs are missing. Like, Sophia just got me those. I can't lose them. And
she
I was like
so upset.
And I was like, I swear, because I usually tend to lose things, but I've been on a really good like streak, knock on wood, of like not losing anything. You know, like I'm very like conscious of like where my belongings are, and I feel like
off on your hair.
I feel like I'm getting better,
you
know?
I think you're doing better, yeah.
And so I was like, damn, like did I really lose those? And so I was like, no, I have to go back on unit. So I was like, Leonard, come with me. So I took him in the hospital.
It was beautiful.
All the way underground in the tunnels and up to the NICU on East. And I just said, like, wait out here because you have to, like, wash up and mask and do all these things. But I found them. It's okay.
So from a perspective of someone who doesn't go there every day or whatever, it was like you walk in and it was like this huge, massive open area. It was beautifully brand new. A lot of like, it just felt so cool. There's just people in scrubs and surgeons and people grabbing a quick snack before they got to go save another life. It's pretty cool.
It's true.
It's pretty cool. And the NICU was pretty intense. Like, I didn't even see it, but I just saw the waiting room and it felt pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think about how intense it is until someone else or even like another intern.
Like, there was parents sleeping in a dark room to the right of me, like, probably, like, waiting.
Yeah. Well, because also, like, the amount of visitors you have is limited, and, like,
right.
Siblings aren't allowed. If anyone's sick, you're not allowed.
Yeah. Anyways, it was a very cool experience. She was, like, devastated about the earmuffs, but you found them. Huge.
Yes!
Tacos were $15, and they were the size of my fist.
Well... Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York.
It's been waiting for you.
You're going to have to take over.
Oh, you're losing steam? Okay.
I'm
well,
dying.
Basically, we have to talk about all the fun things we did, but they mostly revolve blah, 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 revolve around food. So first, we get through the work week. Boom. Leonard's parents are here Tuesday night. Boom. They take us to amazing Thai food. We say this on the bonus app, and we go more into that. But I just had to mention it because it was yummy and it was on 30th Ave, which we haven't been to. And it was called Pochana? P-O-C-H-A, Pochana? Pochana?
Not a clue.
Whatever, it was so yummy.
Very small, little hole in the wall, but really good food. And a good price, too. I think it was $13 for Patsy. Not bad.
Yeah. And then the next day, my lovely Kimber was visiting.
That's right.
And her husband Lawrence celebrated 30 years. This past Wednesday, which is amazing.
Does Kimber listen?
I don't think so.
Okay.
She likes to listen to things all the way. Remember, we were
talking about this. That's right.
Anyways, instead of being normal and celebrating with dinner by themselves, they decided to get dinner with us.
And why they explained that to you? Why did they like doing that?
It was so cute. They both said, like, well, when we got married, we were around friends and family and a bunch of people. So, like, why shouldn't we celebrate our anniversaries with people that we, like, love to be around?
Right.
And I was like, oh my god, they're the best. But and then we were like asking them about like marriage and their life and stuff, and they ended up both telling us the same story of like their favorite date. And it was just okay, for people I don't know, I've said Kimber, but she was my ASL teacher at UOP. And then I took one class with her, and then she found out I played the cello. So then afterwards she was like, will you teach me cello? I've been like playing for a little. So then I would go over to her house and play cello, but then it turned into like staying for dinner and like hanging out.
She wasn't paying you or anything, right?
She was.
Oh, she was paying you.
But now she doesn't. She teaches me sign language and I teach her cello.
Right.
But anyways, in class, she always used to be like, yeah, Lawrence is my best friend and I love him, which is her husband. And every time we hang out, it's just so true. She's like obsessed with him.
Lawrence is a fun guy.
He's so
big,
fun.
Big voice, very loud. I mean, not loud, very deep. And
he's just a little nerd.
Yeah, he's just a nerd. He's just a cool nerd.
Yeah.
It was really cool to hang out with them.
So we went to the Bronx.
Right.
This day, Leonard stopped in every borough.
Almost. Staten Island. Didn't touch Staten Island.
That doesn't count.
I agree.
Whoever goes over there.
But I was. I put feet down in every borough except for Staten Island, which is crazy day. This is why I feel sick. Because it was just like, go.
Yeah.
So I'm exhausted right now.
And we went to the Bronx. It was cool. We went to like Charlie's Kitchen and Bar or Bar Kitchen. It was yummy. We had some great truffle mac and cheese.
I don't know. The Bronx, maybe we weren't in the right spot necessarily, but it was quite...
I thought it looked normal.
Well, Charlie's, yes. But the Bronx itself, no. I mean...
Yeah, it looks like freaking Midtown.
I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way, but that's okay.
And then, what else did we do? Thursday, we went to Serendipity with frozen hot chocolate. And Leonard said that the one we tried to make our own, and he said the consistency was good.
That's right.
But the flavor was not, like, chocolatey or creamy enough. I mean, so I think we
it
need
wasn't
to, like,
creamy. I mean, it tasted like the hot chocolate. But right. It just tastes like a watered-down hot chocolate just because it was literally water and chocolate.
Right. So I think we need to put, like,
the chocolate. Almond silk. I think we need to put the almond silk in there.
Well, instead of the water. Yeah, I was going to say, like, chocolate syrup in milk, mix it, and then put it on, like, the milkshake button.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be good.
Boom.
But it was very great consistency. By far the best one we've had.
Yeah. We also hit up the Bonnie. With my friends, I hit up the Bonnie. You got L's. We went to Costco, the Bryant Park Holiday Market. We stopped into Olenstein's, the M&M store. Yeah, we did some eating this week.
We did. And my stomach did not like it.
No, Leonard had 3 mac and cheeses in the span of 2 days.
In span of almost, like, I want to say like 30 hours.
And then he was tooting up a storm.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad.
But it ran in order. It was like the first one I had, Mac Truffle, fantastic. Second one I had was at that Ellie's Cafe in Upper East Side. And that was really good, but I didn't have a whole lot of it. And then the third one was at the hot chocolate place.
Oh, yeah. We stopped in that place by your work. I love a buffet bar.
I do too. One thing about me. $12 a pound is absurd.
Oh, yeah. No. No, no, no. We can't go back there. But
I do get a discount.
But me in a buffet bar.
I like it. I mean, the food was good. The pot pie thing was fantastic. The shepherd's pie, I mean.
Sweet tomatoes. Do you know what sweet tomatoes is?
A food?
No, it was a chain.
No, I've never heard of it.
I literally would ask to go there for every birthday dinner I could until they literally foreclosed.
Dang.
But it was...
You take chilies or sweet tomatoes?
Oh, sweet tomatoes.
Wow.
But it was the best buffet bar. Stay with me. I know I'm losing you, but stay with me. That you've ever seen. Because you'd walk in, start salad bar. You think, okay. Any salad you want. Salad already made. Salad you make yourself. All the toppings. All the dressings.
Tuna.
Yeah. Mm. And like chicken salad type eat things too, right? Mm. Then you walk over. You hit your hot food section. 7 soups, 4 pizzas, cornbread, chili, baba, da, pasta, spaghetti, anything you could want, great mac and cheese. Okay? And then there's a whole dessert side, and it goes from like custard, jello, cold desserts, and pudding.
She's looking at me so intently.
To hot desserts, and the best you could do was get hot brownie or hot cookie from like Sheep Hands. You put it in a bowl, then they have a soft serve machine and you put ice cream on it, and then they have all the toppings, and then you put that on top. Why are you laughing at me?
Your hand is so funny, man. When you get serious, your hand starts going like,
I know, I gotta stop it. Chris says I move too much.
Yeah,
my personality problem. Anyways, that was a tangent, but I love a buffet bar. Our last things, we went to a lot of like art. We're not really talking about anything, but I guess we are. I feel like I'm
You're
just
in
listing.
Charge. You're in charge, man. I'm dying today.
Okay, well, we went to a lot of artsy fartsies. Like, we saw the Met again, and we got to go to the musical instrument wing, which I want to bring
that was super
my family
cool.
to.
That was super cool.
We kind of already like know it.
Yeah.
But, like, it would be cool to see with them. We went to the New York Public Library. I hadn't been in there yet.
It was very nice. Very, very nice.
I don't know why. You guys saw One World in the 9/11.
Freedom Tower. Yep.
We went to Six. Duh. Hello.
That's right.
Loved it. Loved it.
Listen to the bonus episode on that for a little more description. Did we even describe it?
Not really.
Right on my toes. Right on my toes. I love that. That tastes great.
I covered my mouth.
I was just making.
I thought Six was excellent. I had like heard all the music before, but I didn't really know like how they put it all together. And
it's literally just six girls on a stage, and there's nothing that changes, really. They're just singing and dancing, and the music changes, but they're always up there, and they're just singing.
It's about Henry the Eighth? Mm-hmm. Henry the Eighth? Yeah. His six wives.
King Henry and his six wives.
Yeah, and it's very, like, girl power, like, Henry very would be nothing without us, which, true. And it's also, like, pulls in some Tudor facts, and his third wife, is that Anne Boleyn? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice was
fantastic,
fan freaking tastic.
Yeah, she was really just
even from when like she first started talking, I was like, she's gonna have a good voice based on the way she was like speaking.
Yeah,
and then she got into her song, and it was very like emotional ballad,
very much so.
And
it reminded me of The Greatest Showman ending, you know, where
the never enough thing.
Yeah
But
can you sing that for me real quick?
What, never enough?
Yeah,
that.
But what's like the really powerful part where she's going like this the whole time?
The for me.
Yeah. I can't do it. Can you do it
for me?
Do the whole thing. You got it. Do it.
Something like a thousand somethings, all stars we steal in the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough.
That's good. Thank you.
Was that good?
That was exactly what I was hoping for. Perfect. Looking for.
Turn that volume down, y'all. Anyways, she would hit some runs and go into some like whistle tones up high that I was like, damn.
Ariana Grande was standing right in front of us.
Damn,
really true whistle tones.
And her range was crazy because she started out really low.
I know. I practiced in the shower shifting out of head to falsetto to like stomach, and it's so hard.
You do?
I go, I want to get that. I got to get that crack out of there.
You know what I was doing for a while? Is you flip your hand when you transition and you go with your hand.
Interesting. Now, for those people who don't know what we're talking about in falsetto and the transition, if you talk in your like highest little pitch, like that big, that cut, we're trying to figure out how to make that clean.
Well, you can like hear the crack. Do like, right there.
Yeah, yours is way cleaner than mine, though.
Well, because I practice.
Mine just drops like five octaves.
Wow, this turned into a voice lesson.
Sorry.
Anyways, we love Six. No way.
She loves dancing. She does her little dance.
Well, one, two, many lines.
It's hard for me. Yeah, I just. It's like there's no talking. It's pretty much constant singing.
We're sex.
I never thought for one second they said we're sex.
Six.
Oh.
Yeah, bum.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is Wicked. Because.
Whoa. Are there spoilers?
It just came out.
Are there spoilers?
No.
Okay.
It just came out. And I saw it on the day it came out.
Do a little flick fix. Little Leonard's flick fix.
Yes. Okay. So I have to say, I loved it because I love Wicked, and I already knew what was going to happen, and it is definitely not the same sort of like, oh my God, welcome to Oz. Like, look at all this cool stuff. Like, now we're into plot lines. Like, we need to know like what happens with who, like what's the ending. Like, we're trying to get through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
However, I think everyone online is saying that they have issues with Fiero and Elphaba's chemistry.
I don't know who those are.
The green witch and the main boy.
And the main boy. Okay.
The is dancing he,
is
through
he
life.
White? Is he the white guy?
Yes, but okay. Not SpongeBob, the other one.
SpongeBob? SpongeBob is in it?
Hey, you know the guy with really curly hair? That says Nessa.
Oh, isn't he Nessa? Like, isn't he the tin guy? I think he says something crazy. I don't know. Okay, continue.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one who, he takes the wheelchair lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's SpongeBob.
What?
He is the voice of SpongeBob.
He must be the new voice of SpongeBob because I know for a fact that was not the SpongeBob voice that I grew up with.
Well, it's either SpongeBob Always or a SpongeBob movie.
It probably is one or of those SpongeBob two. It's something. Not real SpongeBob.
Okay, whatever. He's but fake he's SpongeBob.
Okay.
Anyways, the complaints are that Elphaba and Fiero chemistry is like lacking and that it's like both moving way too fast and way too slow at the same time. And I would say I agree. However, going in with no critical lens on and just enjoying the movie and the costumes and the people and the fantastic singing, it's amazing. I'd say it again.
Do we see Dorothy?
Yeah, that's all.
What are you doing? Spoilers.
Well, duh.
I didn't know that.
Duh, girl.
I was just trying to test you and you failed miserably.
Everyone knows that. We're getting into the Wizard of Oz now.
Okay, but we see Dorothy. That's sick.
Well, you don't.
You don't see her?
That's another gripe people are having.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of. I don't know. Let's take you and then we'll see how you feel.
Let's take me and then we'll see how I fare.
Like, you never really see her face.
Well, that makes sense.
So you never really know who
Dorothy
she is.
That makes sense. Because they're probably trying to do a freaking reboot or something.
What do you mean?
Like, if they showed her face, then she would have to sign on for another one if they're doing more.
They're not doing more.
How do you know?
I know.
Okay.
Anyways, I think that if you remember that Elphaba is supposed to be shy and timid, and you just watch Jonathan Bailey the whole time, you have a fantastic time when they're singing to each other. Also, that song, wow. Fiero was one of my first crushes when I saw him in a play. So that was crazy. And now he's like on the screen. And Jonathan Bailey, who's sexiest man of the year? Alive? Sexy man? 2025? Whatever. I think it ate down. I think it was amazing. I had a great time. I went with all my intern friends and we stopped at the Bonnie first. And then we went to Five Below and got candy. And then we went into the theater and Diana was serving us at the Bonnie and she gave us free shots and didn't charge us for our food.
Oh my.
And put on my employee discount.
Oh my goodness.
So really she loves up. Me. I'm going to write her a thank you card today when I see her.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then we went to see Wicked and it was perfect and amazing.
I'm really happy for you.
And it was so lovely because like.
That was the night that I enjoyed playing Pinochle with my parents.
Yeah.
We watched Poor Things.
Oh yes.
Which I highly, like, highly, 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 highly recommend everyone watch. Not because of the story, because it's similar to that of a Frankenstein story, but just how artistic the film is. It's art. It's not a movie. It is art. Watch it. You wouldn't like it.
I don't really like that story.
That's fine.
I don't really agree with what they're talking about. But that's okay.
It's not about agreeing. It's just art. Such a fantastic story. Like, they.
Like, it looks pretty.
Well, no, the like every aspect of it, the music, the writing, it looks pretty. The acting, it's all fantastic. Why don't you like it?
I don't.
Okay, we're moving on. Can we be done? I'm like literally about to pass out.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry I didn't bring the energy today, group. My energy is gone into the Met.
Just for the moment.
Just for this moment.
As long as you're mine. Should we recreate Fiero and Elphaba?
Let's do it.
Singing
Let's
scene?
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm ready. Go.
No, you're not.
I've got it. Do we sing at the same time?
No.
Okay, I got
First,
it.
She's like, kiss me too fiercely.
I'll kiss
Hold
you.
Hold me to die.
I'll kiss you too.
In silent moment.
I'm trying to like
na, 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 na.
Point at me when I'm supposed to go.
Do, da, 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 do, da, 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 da. And then like
point at me when I'm supposed to sing.
That little like no change. Da, 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 da. And then you go. Right. You're supposed to be like, okay, right. You say, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me.
No, I say that. And then you say, I'm not lying.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
I'm just looking at things.
Okay, hold on, ready?
From a different lens.
You're beautiful. Hold on, come on. Lock in. We're acting. You ready? You're beautiful.
You don't have to lie to me. I'm not. Just seeing things are different.
I'm not lying. I'm just seeing things through a different lens.
Yeah, he says that. We're like, I'm just looking at things differently. And it's like, what?
I see you, girl. I want to get up on it. All right, we are.
Yeah, this has to end. I'm solo.
I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC. Get out of the way, champion!